joined by Amanda Julian, Director of Law and Governance and Monitoring Officer at Brentwood Council. So good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good to speak to you. And are you having a good day so far?
Yeah, it's been productive day so far.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Now we've got a couple of things to talk about. We had obviously Remembrance Day with the two minute silence yesterday, but we've got the parade taking place on Sunday the 14th, and there's quite a lot going on the day.
There is. The parade starts at 10:35, and that's at the town hall, and it will march up Middleton Hall Lane and stop at the War Memorial, where the wreaths will be laid. And then there'll be 2 minute silence, and then they'll parade again along Sheffield Road down towards St Thomas's Church, where there'll be a service.
Yeah.
We've got a salute to be taken, so we're lucky. The Deputy Lord Lieutenant of Essex, Dennis Wrench, will be there. And we've got the Mayor and the Royal British Legion will be there. The bride from the Legion will be there. And we've got all the youth bands and the youth cadets, you know, the Army, Navy, Air Force, and they'll all parade. It'll be fantastic, because we couldn't do it last year, you know, and I think it'll just be lovely. And there is actually a QR code with Contact, so people can sort of scan it and they can get all the details. But one thing I would say is that there will be road closures from 10:15, so I think people, you know, just be aware that you won't be able to sort of access down some of Sheffield Road and stuff. But we've got some signs in place so people can quickly go and check them. So, and then there'll be some bus diversions as well. So the parade will look spectacular. We've got the youth band there as well.
It sounds like it's going to be absolutely fantastic. So make sure you check that one out. And as you said, QR code, you can get the full programme of what's happening. Yeah. Visitors will be able to do that as well. So there we go. The other thing, Christmas time, you know, we love Brentwood lighting up. And obviously we've had COVID, which has been absolutely dreadful for everybody. We haven't been able to have Brentwood lighting up. And this year it's going to be different, because what happened over the summer, we had lots of events going on and we've got a similar thing going on at Christmas, which I think, although I love Brentwood lighting up, I love the fact that we've got so many different markets and different elves popping up and Father Christmas, obviously. So what have we got going on?
Well, there will be a little Christmas lights at the town hall on the 27th. So if people want to come down to that, that's on our website. And we've got the Christmas trees in the high street and things like that. So it won't be official, but it will still look really pretty. All through from the end of November to 23rd of December, there's all sorts of things.
Yeah.
We've got the Naughty Elves, which I'm finding quite amusing. That will be on, like, in various shops. There's a there's a booklet that can be downloaded from our website, probably next week, possibly not just yet. But if people go on the various websites, www.discoverbrentwood.co.uk, go to Twitter at discoverbwd, Facebook at discoverbrentwoodessex, and Instagram at discoverbrentwoodessex. So you've got there'll be, as I said, booklets. We've got late night opening for three Thursdays from the 2nd of December. That's at our three high streets, Brentwood, Sheffield and Ingatestone. And Crown Street have got their own late night opening on the 23rd of December. And there is a Christmas in Brentwood High Street on the 11th with various things. That's Santa's big red chair there.
Yep.
So you've got three photographs in the Bay Tree Centre, which I'm sure will be great fun for the kids. And there's, from the 18th to 24th, there's the Night Before Christmas Family Show at the Brentwood Theatre. There's three showings for that, so that should be really good as well. So I think there's a poster that we've got, which Discover Winter 2021, that gives all the details and breaks down what's on each of our separate high streets as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I encourage people to go along and look at the website. And that also details all our sponsors who have been so generous. And we've got our partners as well that are all listed there. So people can see how local businesses and everything are very involved with helping this as well.
And there are lots of things to do. And, you know, so the start of the Naughty Elf Trail is between the 2nd to the 23rd. And what the kids can do is they've got to find 12 elves between Shenfield, Ingatestone and Brentwood. And each has its own trail where children can track down the letters which the elves are holding in various shops and unscramble them to find a secret code and win a bag of sweets. But there's there's loads of, like, you know, Ingatestone Christmas window competition. Yes, you've got you've got festive vegan market as well. You've got the Brentwood Community Cinema. There is loads and loads of stuff going on, so it's well worth going along. Is it to the Brentwood website? It's the best one.
Yeah, I'll go to www.discoverbrentwood.co.uk, and or you can go on various social media, sites, but I'd definitely go there, have a look at it. It is so jam-packed the week, and it's really great. We've got high street markets, as I said, late-night shopping, community cinemas, as you said, everything. And there's there's a Zen one. That's at the Chicken and Frogs, but you have to book that. So I would say to people, if you want to do the SEN session with Mrs. Claus's Grotto at Chicken and Frog, do book in advance, because I'm sure it's going to be so popular.
Yeah, it was. It definitely was last year. Finally, we're going to talk about BEBA, which is Brentwood Environmental Business Alliance. Now, 25 businesses signed up from the recent event we had here at the Brentwood Centre. So tell us a little bit, if people have missed it, tell us a bit about BEBA and what they're looking to do and what the pledge is.
Well, what they're encouraging is local business to become much more environmentally friendly, because, as you know, it's very much the climate change and all this, and we've got COP26 at the minute as well. So what they want is to look at carbon reduction, biodiversity losses, reduction and recycling of waste. It's really important. So they have a website, which is I've just got to remember, www.brentwood/beba.co.uk, and that's got the pledge on it. It's got lots of resources that they can look at as well. So, you know, it was a collaboration that started between us and the local business Baker Labels, who wanted to put back.
Yeah.
So, and it's grown from there, and we've had such a fantastic response. So it's like the pledges to adopt an environment first approach, reduce waste in the provision of goods and services, recycling waste generated by your business, implement a green supply chain network, local suppliers, you know, reduce your carbon footprint, you know, adapting your procurement, helping to do reduce everything, offset carbon, and, you know, disclose actions to achieve our carbon, be carbon neutral by 2040 and be truly carbon zero by 2050. So, you know, it's a really great concept. We'd encourage lots of more people to come and join us.
Excellent. Well, it's been lovely to talk to you. I think next week we might have one of the council members actually in the studio again, which is nice, because we're starting to have people come back in. So you're welcome to come back in, obviously,
I'll
next time we
come and join you. Yeah, that'd be great.
Make you a cup of coffee. Now we're allowed to do
wonderful.
That. So you have a great weekend. Thanks for sharing that
with
us.
You.
And if people want to find out more, obviously the best place to go is to the Brentwood. I always say this wrong. Brentwood Council website. For some reason, every time I have to say it, I get it wrong. But never mind. So go and have a look there, because all the details will be there for BEBA, for the Christmas markets, and also for Remembrance Day Parade, which is taking place on Sunday, the 14th of November. You have a great day.
And you.
Thanks
see
a lot.
Soon.
Take care. Okay,
bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That was Amanda Julian there, Director of Law and Governance and the Monitoring Officer from Brentwood Council.